news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center on the other side of the glass taking fabulous care of us, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. Back in the studio with us now, Lenny Boop is here, Executive Director of Brookdale Grace and View. Thank you so much for coming in, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I think this has got to be brought up and talked about. You got the We Give Back to Veterans event this Saturday. Annette Maust is here. So, Annette, thanks for all your help putting this together.
Good morning.
As the son of two veterans, I'm always glad to see folks are saluting them and making sure that they get kind of raised up and talked about. You have an event this Saturday. It's involved a salute to veterans, but some good things for the general public to enjoy, and you want veterans to come out to this. So, Lenny, tell us all about We Give Back to Veterans.
Sure. Well, as a community, we actually currently have 25 of our residents are currently veterans. So we really wanted to do something special, obviously, to honor them, but also bring the community in and, again, just salute them for their service and their time. So we decided to come up with this event, which has different areas, different vendors, so forth, just to salute them and really get the community involved and let them know what our veterans do.
All right, so this is an opportunity for you to do that salute, and just really the whole community can show up and do this saluting, too.
Yeah.
Tell us about the details, the when, where, what. You set all this up, I bet, or a lot of it, and help with some help, I'm sure, but tell us about that, please, Annette.
Yes, it's this Saturday from May 6th from 10:30 to 2:30. Parking will be over at St. Pius Church right across the road, and we want to thank Weichel Bus Service for donating one of their buses and one of their drivers for shuttle service to drive back and forth from the two venues. We have a number of musical entertainment. We're going to open around 10:30 with the local color guard, honor guard, coming and singing the national anthem and doing the Pledge of Allegiance and, of course, presenting the flags. Then we have Larry Smith. We have Now and Then, a band from Lewistown, and Ruby Creek also performing for us. And all of those folks, if not all of them, are veterans themselves. And they've all volunteered their time. We have a number of local groups. We have the local Central Susquehanna Valley Search and Rescue coming. We have Canine Hero Haven with their dogs. We have Girl Scouts coming to do some of their stands. We have Pelicans. We have Twists and Splits and some other food trucks as well.
Maybe the theme is we are honoring people who serve. I mean, with your vendors there, you got some folks who, I guess they might maybe make a dollar somewhere along the way somewhere, but certainly they're nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. That you want sort of uniformed folks to be raised up and talked about.
Yes. As a group at Grace and View, we actually have a stand set up that says Meet a Veteran. So we're going to have different ones of our veterans coming out and sitting and being able to talk to the public and kind of give their stories and so forth, along with like a little memento that we're going to hand out to folks. It's a little bookmark with some of the veterans' stories on them as well.
Oh, okay. So sort of run me for an example. What might be on one of those bookmarks?
Like we have one gentleman. He served in both the Army and the Navy himself. So it talked about like the ship that he served on, the years that he was in service, and some of his favorite memories of being in the service, like the camaraderie that he's had with his comrades even after retirement and everything from the service.
All right. Sounds like Dick Simpson over in Northumberland, though that's not who it is, but he served in two branches of the military.
Yep, we've had a couple of folks that served in multiple branches.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, my uncle lived at Grace and View for a time. He was in the Navy as well back in the day, so he's one of the folks that you could have counted as veterans. Food crafts, explain the sort of craft
displays.
Yep,
there will be some craft vendors. We have a gentleman who does woodworking. He's going to be selling some of his items. Our Claire Bridge, which is our secure dementia unit, they actually are making patriotic pins to be sold at the event as well. And the proceeds from the craft stands and so forth are all going to the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors.
All right, so this is, you're sort of helping another. You happen to be a genuine nonprofit, but you're going to be helping up another one. Lenny, you've overseen this. You said, Annette, to go, go, go. You shook your head yes quite a few times as she prepared here, and the other folks that are helping you, mm-hmm. right, Annette? You have a team of folks helping.
Yep, everyone. Right? It's definitely a team effort for this one.
Why does this, you care deeply about this. This is not just something you're doing, you know, so that we have something on the calendar Saturday.
Absolutely. And again, just dealing with our residents who live at Grayson View and just hearing their stories, and it goes above and beyond what's in our community or the facility. And we want to share that experience with the community and just honor them as a whole.
If somebody's saying, I certainly have heard the words Brookdale Grayson View, I know it is a place where folks can retire if they so choose. Give me the actual description of what Grayson View is.
Sure. Grayson View is, we have a couple different levels, but we are licensed as a personal care home. So we do have a secure dementia care unit, and we have independent living as well.
All right. And secure dementia care, these are for individuals maybe suffering from Alzheimer's or some other memory and cognitive related ailment.
It is, yes. It's a smaller unit with additional programming, obviously, to help with cognitive decline. And it is secured, so it is a safe unit for folks that do tend to wander or just to be safe.
Okay, yeah. Folks who wander at 2 in the morning is the phrase that I've heard from.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very scary, and we don't ever want to see somebody wander away and get lost.
Right. So yeah, there's something about 2 or 3 a.m. I'm not sure what it makes individuals. I hear it on the scanner all the time. Folks say, my neighbor walked away. We're looking for him or her, whatever it is. Okay. So, but specific individuals being raised up this week. I'll let you both just make a pitch for folks in and around Sealands Grove, the whole region, to come out there. So just go ahead and invite folks out there and tell them, reiterate what they'll see this weekend.
Okay. It is this Saturday, May 6th, from 10:30 to 2:30 at Brookdale Grayson View. And we're just asking again that folks park across the street over at St. Pius Church. And there will be shuttle service to go back and forth between the two facilities. Again, there'll be multiple music entertainment throughout the day, about an hour for each set, multiple food vendors, food trucks, crafts, some information, therapy dogs, and of course, you know, just the camaraderie of, you know, thanking a veteran for their service.
Yep, food, crafts, music, now and then, one of the performers, Larry Smith and Ruby Creek. Make a pitch for folks to come out and see what you got going on this weekend.
No, just come on out. Again, thank a veteran, see what we're all about, you know, enjoy, you know, what Grayson View and Brookdale has to offer, and see what we're all about.
All right, if folks want to get more information, you can call 570-374-2923. That's 570-374-2923. And you can also email Annette, who is annette.maust, M-A-U-S-T, at brookdale.com. And we'll post that email at wkok.com so folks can check it out on our podcast page. They can just click through there. Thank you both so much for doing this. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Nope, thank you.
And Lenny Boops, Executive Director of Brookdale Grayson View, and Annette Maust is Administrative Assistant at Grayson View.